Pisces sun signs and Pisces rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for May 2019. And Pisces, let's just talk about where you've been for a moment. In April, you were moving through Eight of Wands energy, and this energy was all about raising the stakes, being willing to meet your own spark, being willing to kind of step up into the fullness of self that you've been working on all year. And this month, the month of May, the card that's coming through for you is the King of Pentacles reversed. And just take a minute to feel into the sensation that this is the card that arguably, you know, depending on what system you're kind of working with, ends the entire deck. This is the last card. This is as far as we go in terms of the development of our soul through this cycle of tarot. And the King of Pentacles, imagine that there's a kind of seamlessness in the energy of this card between the self and the environment. There's never this kind of feeling of divide or this feeling of lack or this feeling of where will I get my next kind of metaphorical, literal meal. There is a total syncing up of the person's body on this card and the environment. In some representations of it, literally there's vines and there's all this really sweet, juicy vegetation growing over the throne where this being sits. And so there's a kind of regalness that's coming through for you in May and a kind of rightness. And I want you to just take some time to consider that actually everything is in its right place in this moment. We're constantly, obviously, dynamic evolutionary beings. So there's this feeling of grasping, or there's this feeling sometimes of like, what is the next thing? How do I push myself forward? But what if you could actually take May to consider that literally everything in your life is happening for you and not to you, but also that you're exactly in the right place, that you can literally just root down into your existence and let that vegetation grow up over your throne. And that the person that you are becoming, which obviously there's shifts happening on a cellular, on an energetic level all of the time, but that that person is already here, and that there's aspects of yourself you're being invited to really meet and collide with and sit with that don't need to be grasped externally, that just need to be accommodated internally, and that you're really absolutely doing your soul work, that there's nothing you need to sort of sit down and effort around the concept of, oh, well, what's my plan or what's my actual purpose here, that whatever's coming through for you in May, whatever's showing up in your life in the form of relationship or project or opportunity is exactly right and is exactly in alignment with all of this kind of work that you've been doing around building heat and kind of matching your flame or bringing your flame out and having the world match you. And the reverse position, there might be just a little bit of trepidation around that. There might be a little bit of resistance of thinking that there is something else you need to kind of sort out in order to merit where you are, or in order to get somewhere else, you know, other than where you are. But really take this month to root down kind of into the soil of your life as it is, and to let those vines grow up around you and feed you without you having to agitate around them in the least bit. So I'm wishing you a really delicious month of May, Pisces, and I will speak with you in June.